Dan Price, thanks so much for joining me on the line right now.
Hey, Rach. Thanks very much for having me.
Now, it is World Mental Health Week this week, or Prevention Week this week, and you've gone through your own struggles yourself. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have. Obviously, a very important week for the cause, and I had a pretty long battle with depression and anxiety without really realising what I was going through, and so I battled it alone, and it's not something that you want to be facing on your own. Unfortunately, I didn't really know how to speak out and seek help, hadn't really joined the dots around the fact that it was depression and anxiety and panic attacks and things that I was going through, and for that reason, I didn't know how to get the help that I needed, and I found myself in a place where, sadly, I started not looking after myself. I was drinking too much, still turning up to work most days, but, you know, in a place where I started isolating, struggling to sleep at night, and then I started experiencing sort of suicidal thoughts, which was a really scary time.
Yeah, and what was the turning point for you that made you sort of, well, not snap out of it, but decide that, okay, I need to get my life on track again?
Look, obviously, it got to a point where it was pretty extreme. My turning point, and this is the reason why I've come to share my story, I guess, is to try and encourage people to reach out and seek help a lot sooner than I did. I was luckily rescued. I found myself on the Sydney Harbour Bridge at 5 a.m. on the 4th of December 2014, and I was there to take my life because after a really long battle, as I mentioned, I felt I couldn't go on any longer fighting it alone. And thankfully, I was rescued that morning. Someone saw me on the bridge and called the police. And after a chat with one of the police officers, Aaron Trevitt, he really saved my life that day. He instilled a lot of hope in me that I could get through what I was going through, and that I just needed to get the right help. And for the first time in a very long time, I believed in life again and had a little bit of hope. And so, you know, we got myself to safety, and after I went through a bit of healing and the advice of doctors and all that sort of stuff, I started to get my life back on track. And I guess my journey is one that's quite extreme, but sadly, you know, we are still losing 8 Australians a day to suicide. So I really want to turn those statistics around by trying to encourage people, to seek out and reach out for the help sooner than I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so that's your main message, is to, just feel like you're not alone out there.
Correct. Yeah. Look, you're not alone. There's so much help out there. You know, people listening this morning, there will be a lot of listeners that are struggling with mental health right now, because 1 in 5 Australians are struggling with mental health. And that's just part of life. You know, it's part of the human condition that we struggle at times, and that's okay.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to remind people that it's okay to struggle, because life is tough and it's more fast-paced than ever now. And with the pressures of life, it can really build up and become too much for people at times. And that's when we really need to reach out and speak to someone, whether that's a loved one, or if you don't have that support or you don't feel comfortable doing so, that's completely understandable. And that's why there are a lot of things out there, resources and helplines like Lifeline. You can go to your local GP. You can even present yourself to your local hospital or emergency department if you are feeling unsafe within yourself, which, is a place where I've been before. I've had to take myself to hospital because I've been feeling, really unwell and volatile and not knowing what to do. And, you get the right help. That's why it's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dan, thank you so much for sharing your story this morning. It's such a strong message that you have, and takes a lot of courage as well to share that with everybody.
Yeah, thanks, Rach. Just on Mental Health Day, World Mental Health Day today, I'd like to just encourage people, if they can, to visit 1010.org.au. It's a great website provided by Mental Health Australia, all about shedding a positive light on mental health through everyone sharing a promise online around how they might improve their mental health, or their family and friends. So if we can all do that, I think the world will become a little bit of a better place.
Absolutely. I'll get that website shared on our Facebook page very shortly. So Dan, thanks again so much for joining me.
Thanks, Rach. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Yeah.